1077 RKR, The Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Good morning. Happy Monday to you guys. Hopefully it's going to be a good start to your work week. It was a full weekend. Over the weekend, we had a lot of fun. Went up to LMCU Ballpark in Comstock Park, and we did the Taco and Tequila Festival, guys. It was not only like super packed, but it was some of the best food I've had in a long time. And I got to tell you about some of the heavy hitters here. First off, congratulations to the top three Judges' Choice vendors, the People's Choice winner, Taquera Mariachi, won first place. Street Chef won second place. And then Honeybee's Kitchen, third place. And then the People's Choice was No Way Tacos as well. There was amazing tacos there, but there was a couple in particular. First off, Honeybee's Kitchen, they were third place. In my opinion, and the way I scored it, because I was one of the judges, they would have gotten first place if it was just my call, because I had a jerk chicken taco, and they had jerk, the Caribbean jerk sauce on it, and oh my gosh, I took one bite of this thing and I turned my head slowly at the dude who made it, who was about 25 feet away from me, and I just nodded at him, and he started laughing because he knew exactly what I was experiencing. So that jerk chicken taco was amazing, but easily the most creative and probably, arguably, the best taco out there was the soul food taco. And if you've never even considered having a soul food taco, here's what was on this bad boy, okay? It was a handmade tortilla that was lightly dusted with cinnamon and sugar, lightly. Sweet potato pureed as the base, collard greens, macaroni and cheese, black-eyed peas, barbecue pulled pork, and red onions. Oh my gosh. It was a different flavor every single bite. It was one of the most magnificent things I have ever tasted in my life. If you do nothing else this week, search out the soul food taco and do yourself a massive favor. 1077 RKR, The Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Normally, if you're walking down the street, especially in like the suburban areas, I know like when I would be living on Vine, I would see trees that have spray paint on them. And for a while, I thought it was just people just tagging trees randomly. And I realized like, no, the city does this to kind of mark certain, it basically sends like a certain message on it. So like if you see orange spray paint on a tree, usually means that the tree is marked to eventually be either harvested or just removed completely. And I noticed this because there was one like right in my front yard that they had tagged. And I was like, what is going on here? And then blue spray paint, I've seen that one before. That usually indicates like boundaries of a property or utility lines. If you open up the 1077 RKR app, there's a reason that if you see a purple spray paint on a tree, you need to turn right back around and not go anywhere. And we tell you why on the 1077 RKR app. But I'm curious how all this got started up. If you know how they started marking them, like, and if you know any other interesting like marks or like colors that they put on trees for certain reasons, hit me up at 978-1077 or use the chat button on the 1077 RKR app. All I know is that if they go to Traverse City and they try to find the hippie tree that's got all sorts of colors on them, they're not going to go know what to do. I think that's the international hippie sign for like smoking. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's Vinyl and 45 on the Rocker. Released on this day back in 1981 was the fourth studio album from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Hard Promises. This album has some great songs on it. It's got that collaboration with Stevie Nicks on Stop Dragging My Heart Around and The Waiting as well. Little known fact is John Lennon was supposed to be in the studio the same time as Tom Petty, but that was sadly when he was murdered, so Petty never got to meet him, but they did do a tribute to him on the Dead Wax of those early U.S. and Canadian pressings with the message, "We love you, JL." If you can find a copy of that record, that would be amazing. Give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 1077 RKR. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frakehouse. Michigan was recently recognized by another source as being one of the most beautiful states in the entire country. And honestly, like, it's hard to argue that. And there's one county in particular that was named one of the most beautiful among all the counties in the entire country. If you open up the 1077 RKR app, we kind of talk about this area. Apparently, it's great for Uperlite hunting, which is awesome because literally 2.5 weeks away, I'm going to be up there and I'm going to be looking for Uperlites. I'm going to be looking for Petoskey stones. And apparently, this county that was recognized is apparently a great place for that. Love Exploring recently published an article. They were talking about America's most beautiful counties. And, you know, it's no surprise it was in the Upper Peninsula. But there's so many beautiful spots up there that I haven't even been to yet. Like Ishpeming, Marquette, Munising. Like, these are all cities that I've been wanting to go to for so long. And finally going to have a chance to go into Sault Ste. Marie, to go to the Sioux Lock. So I'm so excited to be a part of this. Let me know on the 1077 RKR app on the chat button some places I absolutely have to visit because I'm going to the east side of the Upper Peninsula, and I'm basically the farthest I'm going is Ishpeming, because I went to Iron River a few years ago and I mainly stayed on the west side. But I never made it up to the Keweenaw Peninsula, so I think I'm going to have to make a trip up. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frakehouse. We were just talking about how one of Michigan's counties was recognized as one of the most beautiful throughout the country. And on the 1077 RKR app, you can read about that. And taking a look at the best places in the Upper and Lower Peninsula, as far as rock hunting is concerned, the best beaches to go, because again, I'm about 2.5 weeks away from vacation, and I need to know these spots because I definitely want to try to find some Uperlites. I want to find some Petoskey stones and taking a look at some of the best beaches on the 1077 RKR app. Definitely, you know, when you're talking about some good beaches, I think West Park is one of the places that people bring up. It's halfway between Petoskey and Charlevoix. They said a lot of people say the beach itself is really rocky. And since you'll have to hike a bit less than a mile from the parking lot to the beach to begin your hunt, it's usually a quieter area, so you can have a better chance of checking it out. As far as the Upper Peninsula, I know a lot of people say you can find Uperlites along the shores of Lake Superior, which is where I'm going to be heading up to. Agate Beach is another place that a lot of people say is a good spot. But if you know where the Uperlites or the Petoskey stones, like the best places to find them are, hit me up, 978-1077. I need to know these beaches because I need to start dropping those pins in my maps app so I can head up there and come home with some cool stuff. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frakehouse. So many great local businesses out there support the Rocker while they're jamming at work. I just found out from a friend that Discount Tire off Harper Village Drive in Battle Creek is jamming the Rocker. However, I have not seen an entry for that Discount Tire on our workplace of the week. We want to give back to you guys, throwing you a pizza party with BC Pizza in Kalamazoo. So if you jam the Rocker while you're at work, get signed up on the workplace button on the 1077 RKR app or at WRKR.com so that we can throw you a pizza party. Okay. So if you guys over there at Discount Tire are listening, get on 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frakehouse. A lot of stores are making changes with the way they operate and the way they do things to try to make things a little bit smarter, a little bit more relaxed. It's not really sitting well with a lot of people. There's places like Sam's Club who are going to be going. I don't think there's going to be any more like cashiers at Sam's Club. And there's a lot of other changes that are happening. Meijer actually just announced a big change that they're going to do, which is kind of like a really well-known thing that Meijer does that they're no longer going to be doing. And if you open up the 1077 RKR app, you can see what that is. A lot of people not too happy about it, but at the end of the day, like, you know, with all the digital stuff that we've got now and the digital advancements, I mean, personally, I don't really go into Meijer a whole lot. Like, usually I will grocery shop through the app if I don't have time to actually go grocery shopping. It's convenient that they actually pay people to do that now. So, you know, they're always kind of coming up with new ways to do things as time advances. So this big change might not sit well with a lot of people, but I totally understand it. And at the end of the day, I think it's probably the smart thing.